Thank you. Thank you very much for that question. It's a it's a really interesting one.
Yeah.
The many new standards coming out all seem to do slightly different things. So they're very rarely completely duplicative, but that's the problem, because understanding exactly what they do and how they overlap is difficult. ASC is an easy one for me because they certify aquaculture and we don't. They don't certify wild capture and we do. So we actually have a very close relationship with them, and we last week launched a joint, our first joint standard together on seaweed, which covers wild capture seaweed all the way through aquaculture seaweed to closed culture on land, algae generation. And we're trying to work with other standard setters to make sure that that relationship between us is very clear. But there are a number of local standards now being developed. Within the wild capture, you mentioned Friend of the Sea, which has been targeting, particularly it's been targeting reduction fisheries for small pelagics, for going into aquaculture feed generation. But there is a small a standard in Alaska and a standard in Iceland, and MEL Japan is now also developing itself to conform with something that is called the Global Sustainable Seafood Initiative, GSSI benchmarking. GSSI was a collaboration of industry and NGOs and governments hosted by the German Development Agency particularly, which developed a standard of standards for wild capture fisheries and aquaculture fisheries standards. And we think that's very important. We in the MSC, actually, we like competition in that it's really uncomfortable to be a monopoly. It's not a good place to be. It's much better as an organization to have some competition, but equally that generates confusion in the marketplace for others and duplication. So it's very difficult to know quite where we want to position ourselves as a global community in terms of encouraging alternatives that one can use versus encouraging confusion.